Proclamation number 3198 of 13th of July, 1944. Truth of Inspired Proclamations. Medial. Man has the gift of being able to judge, and he should also use this gift. It is his right and also his duty to observe what is going on around him and to take a stand for or against it. Otherwise he will leave the gift of understanding unused, and this will be detrimental to his soul, which should mature in everything. A conscientious examination also gives the human being the right to judge, but it is also absolutely necessary for this. A conscientious examination also enables him to pass a just judgment, because then the will to possess the true is recognizable, and this will is always blessed. Thus the human being is provided with the power of realization and can now judge correctly and justly. The blessing of divine revelations remains reserved for many people because they do not acknowledge them. Conversely, however, many things are recognized and falsely represented as coming from above, even though their divine origin must be denied. This is immensely misleading when it is spread as spiritual knowledge and prevents people from recognizing the truth. If the human being is completely free of prejudice, he will very soon recognize the spirit in what is to be made accessible to people as truth. He will sense where others have to use their intellect in order to reach the same result. And then it is the voice of the heart which instructs the human being and warns him when untruth touches his ear, but which also lets him recognize what is right, which is helpful to people for their salvation of soul. The truth of the inspired proclamation can easily be recognized by the fact that it contains divine wisdom. The content of the proclamations must go far beyond human thinking. Thus they must contain summarizing explanations which make the essence of the eternal deity clear to the human being. They must make God's love, wisdom and omnipotence recognizable. Thus they must be profound in their content and clear in their structure. Their content must be teachings which reveal a high knowledge of the teacher. But on the other hand, they must be held in such a way that they are comprehensible to every person who wants to understand them. The gifts which are offered medially often lack the depth of knowledge, and they also do not contain wisdom which increases the knowledge of the human being, because they lack coherence. But as soon as they have an improving effect on people, they cannot be denied a spiritual giver who strives towards God. He is just not yet in the degree of light which allows him to teach people. But he seeks to impart his knowledge and uses people for this who surrender their will to unknown powers, which is therefore also not denied to him by God, because people bypass the direct path, the path to God, the prayer for the working of the Spirit, which gives them the most certain guarantee that erring beings can no longer instruct them. The strength of will is necessary to receive the truth from God, but not that the human being relinquishes his will, which can now also be appropriated by beings who want to assert themselves without being instructed by God to teach people. It is a welcome opportunity for these beings to transfer their still inadequate knowledge to people. Admittedly, they are prevented from imparting error by people's will to live in a God-pleasing way. But as soon as the human being himself clings to an error, they will take up his thoughts and return it in detail. They will, in a manner of speaking, use human thinking as a foundation on which they now build, and thereby erroneous teachings arise which are now no longer recognized but eagerly advocated as truth imparted from above, although they originated from their own thinking and will. For the human being himself is the cause of such teachings, firstly through his will and his thinking, and then through the devotion of the will, which can now be used by every being that has access to the one who avails himself of his will. The laws of the spiritual kingdom are fixed. They are clearly and unambiguously presented to people through the working of the Spirit, through the inner word. As soon as the human being tries to penetrate an area outside of this landfulness which is otherwise closed to him, he must also reckon with the fact that he will not be offered unconditional truth, even though he reduces the danger of falling prey to evil beings through his own striving towards God. Yet the guarantee for unconditional truth is only given to him if he subjects himself to divine law, if he wants to receive the truth from within, from the spiritual spark within himself which is part of God and which will never ever teach him wrongly. People should contact God himself. They should ask him for the truth, for enlightenment of the spirit, and then faithfully wait for the fulfillment of their requests. Then God will instruct them through his messengers or directly through the inner word. However, both results must agree, otherwise the divine origin can be doubted, for God's messengers teach nothing else but God himself, because they always and constantly only fulfill his will. Wanting to receive the truth in a fully conscious state after heartfelt prayer also guarantees God's working through his spirit, and the human being does not need a fellow human being who surrenders his will in order to serve the beings of light as an organ. For the beings of light can mentally communicate themselves to the human being as soon as he surrenders himself to their influence. The human being should practice consciously listening within so that he will always be able to hear God's voice. The mental instructions are therefore far more valuable because they earn the human being profoundest knowledge who desires such and humbly requests it from God. But if God speaks to people through pure spiritual beings, then these will announce the same as what is conveyed to people through the inner word. But the proclamations will never contradict each other. And this is the characteristic of the divine mission, that the human being increases in knowledge which he can now also pass on in the most comprehensible way, that he can therefore, as the disciple of Jesus, spread his teaching amongst his fellow human beings, that he preaches love to them, thus teaches love and practices love. Otherwise he cannot receive the truth himself. For the reception of divine truth presupposes activity of love, and therefore truth will always be found where love is practiced, because then God himself can work in the human being and his activity truly guarantees purest truth. Amen.